Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. It's good to be back on the air. We're broadcasting from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, known as UFO and Paranormal Central. Today I thought we'd do some interesting things, I should say tonight. I'm hoping that we'll get some real good call-ins today, and I wanted to talk about some of the major events that are going down right now and bring forward some of the statistics. Now, we've had a 410% increase in the overall number of natural catastrophes between 1963 and 1993. We've had a 400% increase in the number of quakes, you know, over 2.5. And we've had a 500% increase in the Earth's volcanic activity between 1875 and 1993. So, again, we've got a 230% increase in the strength of the sun's magnetic fields, and a 300% increase in the amount of severe solar activity. And, you know, it's just, there's magnetic pole shifts on Uranus and Neptune, and it's just incredible. The you know, Saturn's much brighter. All the planets are becoming much brighter. Jupiter's magnetic field, the intensity of it has increased 200%. So, you know, with the polar caps melting and the global warming and everything that we're experiencing right now, I don't think it's possible anymore to say we're not going through changes. And anybody in their right mind would have to say, hey, we're going through some pretty exciting times. And some of the latest information that I've received in my meditations, I do a lot of out-of-body work where I travel and see things. And in one of my meditations, I took off and I went out in space and I looked back at the Earth and I saw this incredible grid system. And it was ultraviolet blue and very intense. And I asked, what was this? And they said on November 23rd that this grid was set into place and energized. There already was grid work happening already, but November 23rd was the kickoff of this major event, this incredible acceleration in consciousness and energy. So I asked more about it, and I was explained that this is the support system for the people that are here, the ground crew here on Earth, the light workers on Earth, and you know, the people that are working in every facet of our civilization here to bring about change for the better and to usher in these universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. What was really interesting is the more information I got on this, I got that there is just an incredible energy shift going on, and people everywhere were experiencing it, and I had an overwhelming email response on the night of the 23rd that people just felt a huge shift going through, that where they're just either flying with it or they're in total process, one or the other. So the way these energies affect us is that they lift us and they take us into a higher consciousness or a higher frequency, but that process is actually pretty intense sometimes because we have to let go of the past and let go of the old wounds and traumas and the old patterns that we've been hanging on to for so long. So it creates major changes in your social life, in your relationships with each other, your family relationships. It creates political change. It creates changes in the weather. These new energies coming in are just creating change on every level. So So the bottom line is a lot of the Russian scientists are talking about this. Our whole heliosphere, our whole solar system is moving to a new highly charged place in the universe. And everything is changing as we're moving into this new highly charged space. So there's other streams of energy and consciousness that are coming in that are assisting us to adjust to these new frequencies. And it's a very vast project. It's mind-boggling when we look at the immensity of this awakening healing of Project Earth and the beings that are behind it and the energies that are behind it. It's as if the source itself said, we're going to the next level, and it's pulled out all the stops and pulled out the big guns on every level to make this event happen. So anyway, we're in the throes of this shift. Now, the Mayan calendar, some people say the 23rd, some people say the 24th. I don't think times or dates are exact with the Mayan calendar. It's more of it happens when it's time to happen. But according to the calendar, they're saying that this is a pivotal point and a shift point where we're going to go through over 1 million years of evolution in just 1 year, which is pretty much exactly the same information that I was receiving from the higher beings. So there's so many validators concerning the shift that we're undergoing. And I was also told the good news is that a lot of the heavier, denser energies like tyranny and the controllers and all of that are going to have a real hard time adjusting to these shifts and these changes because they've got to let go, of a lot of their denser frequencies and vibrations and attitudes and beliefs. And also their past is going to be tormenting them. It's going to be accelerated. The karmic reaction or the action reaction is going to be accelerated and come home to roost. So they're going to be tormented by their past. And there's a grand awakening, and people are just figuring it out. They're figuring out the whole game, the control game, the manipulation game, the profit at any expense game. All of that. People are becoming wise to that and deciding that they really don't want to live that way anymore. They want change. And these are what we're into right now. We're in the throes of change, and we're going to have to learn to adjust and flow with these processes. I hate to say it, but the old paradigm just doesn't work anymore. Social consciousness is giving way to a higher consciousness. The old patterns we used to use are no longer functional, you might say, and so we have to learn new ways of interacting with each other and the Earth. I just sent out an article on my email list. People can go to eseti.org and sign up for the newsletter, and it talks a lot about these shifts. But one of the masters I studied with, he said there's two reasons for everything on the Earth, and he said it's love and lack of love. And I really thought about it in our political arena and what's happening with this civilization, and where is the love in our leadership? It's gone. It's absent. It's just not here. And, when you look at the program going on, it's pretty much profit at any expense. There's a total absence of love and service there. And it's focused on wealth and power, basically. And unfortunately, this is the leadership that we put into power. And, we deserve, what we get. I mean, they always say, we deserve the leadership we have because, we're not standing up and standing tall and demanding, that they live according to universal principles and understandings that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And this is what we have to do now because we're going to have to work and stand together in this and demand that our religious leadership, our political leadership, even our business leadership all start living and working according to these understandings. So
I apologize for that.
Yeah, so anyway, we're in this process right now, and it's time. I was very impressed by the character in V. If anybody hasn't seen the movie V, it's like a movie that explains exactly what we're going through and giving us a warning not to go there. And my understanding of the character that played V, I'm not exactly sure who his name was, but There's a lot of people dressed up in bee costumes and delivering petitions to the White House and to the Department of Defense and saying, we want answers. You know, no answers, no taxes. Mm-hmm. We're not paying anymore. We want answers to what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and this big Democratic sweep we've had in the political arena is great. It's a step in the right direction. But we've got to hold them accountable, too, and make sure they just don't, again, go along with the status quo. They were put in there for change, and that the American people have said, we want peace. You know, we don't want, you know, this war anymore. We want peace. We want to clean up the environment. We don't want profit at any expense anymore. We think it's very clear that we're not going this path anymore. So it's up to us to stand tall again and make sure that they follow through with the message that's been sent to them, and make sure we don't fall back into the old patterns, which I think pretty much is possible now with these new energies. But there's so many things unfolding right now. And also, too, I wanted to apologize for not making it on the show last show. We had it all set up and ready to go, and we had a major power outage here. And I've been working on it for a week, trying to get things straightened out. And we finally found it. It was one of the white lines was not connecting, and we got it hooked up. But it was like Poltergeist City here. Whenever you lose the ground connector or the white lead, you know, you have all kinds of shorts and things popping, and it's getting really crazy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, so we've got that fixed up now, and we're back on, and we've got the conference building wired up too, and we're going to have the full power going in there, and we'll definitely have heat, and soon we're going to have cooling for the summer as well. So anyway, we're still moving forward in that direction, and the UFO activity is still ongoing. We're having incredible paranormal activity here as well. I just took a photo of a guy that was here with his daughter last night with a digital camera, and this being appeared right above him, and I mean, it's a fitting image for Mary or some woman wearing the shawl, you know, that's usually fear, standing right above this man, and it's almost like flying across above him. It was amazing. But we're getting a lot of the orb activity is still here. It's incredible. We're getting all kinds of light shows going on, even though we're having terrible weather up here. We had a little bit of clear skies last night, just for a little while. It was about half clear, and then it went back and ran again. We have another big storm coming, I guess, tomorrow. So, but anyway, the activity is still ongoing. People are still having experiences as long as the weather holds. You know, a lot of activity is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of UFO activity, we have Don Newson, our station manager and creator, and I don't know, what would you call yourself, Don?
You know, James, I don't think they have a name for me yet.
Yeah, I know that one.
Well, yeah, something strange has occurred. Two nights ago, funny you said the 23rd. That hit me so hard when you said it. I go, darn, he just named the date when I saw that UFO. And two nights ago, I was in a meditation. And, of course, I like to connect up to inter- and extra-dimensional beings if I can. And I have a difficult time because I'm not as accustomed to it, I guess, as you and many others. But it does occur, and when it occurs, it's quite strong. And lately, zip. I mean, I've gotten nothing. And then for weeks, and I got frustrated the other night, and I made a call out to Commander Ashtar, because he was one of the few who had ever visited me. And I mean strongly, because he projected himself next to me. His whole body, I saw everything, and he explained himself and everything, and so I felt familiar with this presence, so I called out to it, and there was nothing, and so I was miffed, and I threw up my hands to give up the meditation, which I never do. Normally, when I'm done a meditation, I give such grace to Mother Earth, and I truly focus all the energies that I've received down into the core. I believe that she needs it, and I love to give it, and that's what I've always done, except in this case, because I was very frustrated. it was a strange meditation. And when I opened my eyes and I looked across the other side of the room, you know, I have a three-story building and a home. I know, folks, look, I don't live well. Don't get the wrong idea, please. But there's windows on the whole back of the second story. These windows from the left side of the building to the right, and all covered with these long curtains. But there was like a foot gap. And I'm on the other side of the room. I'm looking out, and a UFO, when I gave up the meditation, I threw up my hands and I immediately looked out to my right, which about 30 feet across the room to a foot opening in the curtain to my backyard. And I never saw a UFO like this in my life. It was the biggest, strongest, glowing, green, yellow. I can't describe it. I've never seen anything like it. Imagine just something green and yellow that's pulsing, it's huge, it's round, and it moves faster than you can keep track of. And it's doing spirals from, if you were to take a circle and then spiral inward and outward and inward and outward and do this and then spiral on the last time you spiral out and you just take off. So something's occurring. I don't know what it is, but it's powerful because the emails I'm getting lately, folks, are different. When you get 800 emails a day, believe me, you can kind of gauge how they feel. They're feeling different. And I truly believe I get a picture of it because I get, you know, when you get enough emails, you get a kind of picture. You feel it. I don't know. Just call me weird. But it seems like we've won already, and now it's just cleanup time.
Yeah, I'm really glad you said that because basically that's what I got on this shift. What I got is that everything is in place. Support for all the light workers is there.
Mm-hmm.
People are popping right and left. And, you know, it's, you know, what's funny is the ETs are saying over and over again, heaven is coming to earth. And people think, oh, ETs, they think of these little guys with black eyes and, you know, small little guys and things like that.
They'd be surprised ETs look like them.
Yeah. And these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are our ancestors in many cases that are returning to assist us in our own evolutionary process. So we need to get away from those old images of little green men and the little grays abducting people and, you know, slaughtering cattle and you know, the low-level stuff going on and really get into this higher-level event happening.
Yeah. That's where people lose their focus, James. On that, and I know because I've done it too. There's many websites out there that claim the UFOs are coming and they're going to kill us. And the shit like SherryShiner.com, she's a beauty, isn't she? But there are people that believe this, and it's and where do they get that information? They get it from where? The media and the government. Now let's look at the media and the government.
First thing they do is they say, you know, I've got it from this insider, top official within the government. And I go, oh, red flag.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they feed this information to people all the time to further their agenda that there is a threat out there. And
mm-hmm.
we need to continue to pour massive funding into these Star Wars programs.
As far as the government's concerned, there's always and will always be a threat.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way they think. Remember, when you're separate, everyone's against you.
You know the logic behind this is pretty much insane if you really think about it. It hasn't been thought through because if you have a being that is coming here, you know, that has at least interstellar capability, if not interdimensional capability, you know, they have the technology to turn this planet into a sender. They could conquer us at any time. They're shielded. You know, they come and go. There's nothing we can do about it other than get lucky once in a while and get a low level, one of these low level beings, you know, caught off guard and shoot down the trap and try to back in there. You know, it's like, you really think about this in the interest of national security. It would be wise to choose peace and align with the benevolent ones, the ones with the real technology, And that is in the highest and best good of humanity, the Earth. You know, they continue to try to fire on these beings that are some millions, if not billions of years ahead of us in technology. They try to shoot them, they try to back engineer the technology. So I'm hoping that we can overpower them. And that thought process,
I agree,
does not serve anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of insane when you think about it. It's like...
No, it is insanity. It's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, like it's like giving a kid a pea shooter and saying, see that line over there? I want you to just keep shooting these peas at this line, and that makes a lot of sense, you know? And eventually you're going to piss off the lion, you know?
I agree. Well, it's
game over. So, security, I think we should put away the pea shooters and start choosing a different probe.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Sala or Alfred Lucre and the X-Men. You know, they're creating a doorway, an opening, and choosing seeds and creating a whole different
It's funny that you'd mentioned the grit in the past because, again, James knows me. I'm so new to this that I don't understand it. And I have a lot of experiences, but again, I have a lot of them. I don't understand them, and trust me on this. I don't know if it's given me more questions than it has answers. But here's one thing that I know. Every last thing in this solar system is changing. And that has been backed up by research that is not available to the public and that is available to the public. If they do enough research, every last thing in the last decade, about a decade, a little longer than a decade, has changed so severely, it's beyond remarkable. And lately, the changes that have been happening in the measurements, scientific measurements from various instruments that we have outside our Earth system is extreme. And the changes that are occurring are not being reported. It's extreme, James. And I think that there's no explanation for it except that we're in a time of extreme change.
What do you think the reason why this is not being reported?
Well, I think, I think that there are not like people think, because I think that people are waking up and there are so many light workers right now working for the truth and to build awareness. And there's so many. There's James, there's myself, there's the Ikes, I could go on and on. There's so many people. More now, if you ever go to a spiritual section in a library or in a bookstore, one of the biggest sections, if not the biggest section in the bookstore now. What it means is there's still a few, just a few, bad, powerful people. And they're used to controlling everything and all the money. And they have made a status quo. And that status quo has become a determining factor in the businesses and in the livelihoods of every man, woman, and child on this earth. They know it. And there's only a few. But they're tightening and tightening and tightening and getting greedier and causing more and more chaos. But truly, there's less and less of them. In other words, we're cleaning up this mess. We truly are. The universe is working with us. The extra-dimensional forces are working with us. This is happening all around the world. It's just a few places where it's so embedded, these last strangleholds, and they're causing so much destruction and separation And they do that especially here because they absolutely here dominate the media, whereas in many countries they don't, contrary to popular opinion. So you look at all that and you think there's a greater agenda, and it's a spiritual one. And because as, you know, as above, so below. And as we look at all that, we realize that there's an ascension process going on here, and it's so important. And because of that, there's going to be a few people that are really, truly are, they're serving a service of dark or negative path. They choose it, and I don't mind that. Neither do the higher forces. It's their path. But they are going full tilt. And there are other forces that are outside our system that are helping them, because there are many light forces now. But since we're in a new change in an area where peace will reign, and it will, because that is what we are destined for. That is our age. That is where we have come. That is where this next process will begin. It is all on a timetable, even though the timetables sometimes seem to speed up. In like the Mayan calendar, the date, the 24th, the 25th, is one date accurate? Is time accurate? Did they have an accurate time scale? Well, sure. The Schumann resonance, of course, is changing, or the Fibonacci, what do they call that? The Schumann resonance of the Earth, the vibration? Sure, it's changing. So we may feel like time's speeding up, and in effect, feeling is everything.
Well, you know, events are manifesting much faster.
Correct.
And so it does seem like time is really speeding up.
And it is, because because karma is collapsing.
Exactly.
In fact, the future, the future timelines, the negative probabilities are collapsing. So what you're getting is a more distinct path. Because the other paths, negative paths, are being chopped. Or literally leaking out. So it starts to become clearer and clearer and clearer. But again, it comes down to a feeling. Like James, you taught me that. How, if I wouldn't have learned that from you, I would not be anywhere where I am now. It's from your book.
Oh, yeah.
Your book is the best book I've ever read in all my life. And I've read a million of them.
It almost seems like another lifetime ago when I wrote that book. But it's, what's spooky about it is all the events that talked about back in the
2000s. You know, it's as accurate then as it is now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all unfolding.
The timeline, of course, a timeline's arbitrary. Mm-hmm. It's a perceptive-based thing, not only to us, but to the entire universe, because it's an unfolding creation of now.
Exactly. I think there's one group that it's very obvious, you know, and everybody knows who they are, the New World Order boys, and they really want to bring about Armageddon and get it over with, and for some, you know, flipped out reason or whatever, you know, some actually think that if we can really get Armageddon going, Jesus will return, you know. And there's all kinds
they truly do. Well, some people actually believe that when you die, there's, you know, if you suicide and kill a million innocent people, that you're going to be awaited by concubines.
Exactly. You know, the thing is about basically what you do here on heaven weighs heavy on the soul, or light on the soul, and that determines where you go in your next understanding. So if you're part of a group that is focused on terror and murder and killing and all this other stuff, and I'm not talking about Middle East groups, I'm talking about a lot of our own system here, you know, if you have that in your consciousness and that's in your past or whatever, your past creates your tomorrow.
Exactly.
And you can't fool your soul.
Exactly.
And those lower frequencies actually determine where you go in your next understanding. So really, there is no gain whatsoever on any level. There's no profit. There's no gain. There may be a short-term gain, but now with the action-reaction principle and what I call... You know, the apocalypse is the great uncovering. It means everything is going to be made known, and the truth is going to come out. And all of our attitudes, emotions, actions, everything is
going to be
on the surface.
But, you know, I do think there is a game. Honestly, I think that if we didn't have a negative influence, the catalyst wouldn't be there. That's why this third dimensional system was created in such a way, even though it is experimental. But when you walk a negative path, you walk it to an extreme, because the only way you can continue to grow into the various dimensional states in a negative path is to be totally committed to it, more so than you would be committed to a positive path. I believe that. But these negative paths, eventually, they need, believe me, because you don't get there without love. They will always have to learn that most complete component. So therefore, you're right. They're going to repeat their lessons over and over and over.
Yeah, it's real simple. It all boils down to frequency.
That's right.
You know, and the denser frequencies are fear, guilt, unworthiness.
That's
correct. You know, a long history of actions that are harmful to humanity and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That all drops your frequency down. And your frequency determines which level you go to in your next understanding. It also determines what you experience in this life as well. So
that's right. Well, it's proven in the DNA test.
You're going to magnetize people and events to you according to your consciousness. So these tyrants are surrounded by these little mini tyrants that want to step in and take control of their tyranny. And you know, there's no love. There's no joy.
So factionalized now, James. The groups are so separate, because remember, they are separation, we are unification. And because of that, they are so subdivided. And the more these energies grow, the more subdivided they get, they're easier to bring down. That's what we're seeing now in politics. People are attacking the government and these pedophiles and these sick, whacked out, I'm not even going to cuss. They make me that angry sometimes, and I don't like that part of me, because they do make me that angry. But again, it's these people that... James, if you heard some of the new information I have about policy decision, what the government's doing and how they're trying to hide their money, and where some of the internal government people right now know that they're screwed, but they're trying to hide all their money... Believe me, James, it's a sick story.
I know.
No, believe me, I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, folks, imagine a bunch of running, scared, sick rabbits all trying to hoard their gold and all knowing they're going under, but trying to figure out how to keep the gold, and they're putting it in one company after another. They've got legal groups here and there trying to figure out where they can put... Folks, that's going on now.
Yeah, it's like the lemmings, you know.
it's a freak show.
Yeah.
It's a freak show.
It's pretty insane. You know, they knew this was coming. They knew that a great shift was coming. They knew they had to get in line with it. They were warned over and over again. They knew there'd be a reaction to their actions, but arrogantly they held themselves above even karma or just natural law, and believed that they're impervious to it. And you know, no matter where you go, there you are. You know?
There you are.
And your soul is keeping your book. So, you know, there's nowhere to go. You know, people go, oh, they're going to dig these big holes and go underground and wait for the changes and come up and... Everything's going to be hunky-dory. Can you imagine a whole room full of little tyrants together, all locked in there when the frequencies come in and bring up all their issues?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I mean, how long are they going to last in that hole? Come on, you know? So it's like, there's nowhere to go anymore. It's
That's
either
right.
Give it up, heal it, get with the program, you know, start investing in the awakening healing process, the cleanup process here. And, you know, that will dispel a lot of the karmic reaction or a lot of the things coming down the pike here. So really the only way out right now is to get with the program.
I agree.
You know, and start cleaning up the consciousness and the environment and start empowering the individual and live according to the basic universal principles that are necessary
You know, it's not even a matter of living to any principles. It's just, you know, who wouldn't want to have or be joyful?
It's a divine right. It's our divine right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. That's the plan of the Creator, you know, on a
that's
whole
right.
healthy planet and with a nice, clean environment. That's the design.
That's the design
of creation.
Yeah.
And we have fallen so far away from that design, and there's consequences for falling, you know, that far away from the original design. So we're about ready to get the big reset button.
That's right.
You know, and the reset button has been pushed right now, and it has to do with frequencies and energies.
I saw a good line about a week ago, and I think I might have mentioned that to you. It was the first time I ever saw a grid line so clearly. And things are changing. I mean, there is so much. If people ever go to the Soho images or the Lasco images, folks, check them out now on a daily basis, because you're going to see some strange unidentified objects in them, and it's quite regular now. There's a lot of UFOs near the sun.
Yeah, and they're monitoring the sun, and they're actually expanding their fields and blocking what would be kill shots that would sterilize the part of the Earth facing the sun.
Yeah, well, that would cause us to be like Mars.
Yeah, and you know, what's amazing, people have no idea how much help we're getting from these ETs.
Oh, it's total.
The family of man. And
it's total help.
Yeah,
we'd have been done by now.
Most people, if you mention ET, they think of War of the Worlds, or they think of little grays, you know, abducting people and doing experiments, and they have no idea of the bigger picture and what's really going down, and that's the sad thing. But
it is. If they just looked at, you know, some of the true science behind the solar system, like the moon or various other scientific data, they'd realize that things have happened, and things are not as our science would tell them, and that these beings have been here always. And if we were to have been destroyed or taken over, that would have happened a long time ago.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's you know, this big threat that is out there, has always been here.
Exactly.
And
that's not our.
If we could do something, we would have done it by now.
Exactly.
We sure have the technology to do it.
That's right. The Earth's plan is something different. That war took place many years ago, and it was decided, and so it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's time to, you know, we have, you know, people don't realize that we're basically quarantined, you know.
We have been.
Here, and we have been for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And they are allowing some certain groups, if they are more scientific-based, they're allowing a lot of the experiments to go on, but as soon as they start to weaponize space, it's game over.
It's game over.
And the way I look at it, too, is weaponizing space. Okay, the stuff we're putting up there that we think, we are so arrogant to think that we're going to put toys up there that are going to shoot down these benevolent craft and these ETs coming here when again, these people are millions, if not billions of years ahead of us in the time flow. And we're going to be spending trillions and trillions of dollars on these projects. It's already set up. And, you know, we have a big mess here on Earth. We still have Katrina to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all of these problems going on here on Earth. You know, homeless, starving, you know, it's just...
And that's why they have to make it a one-world government. You can't get the kind of funds and resources you need to do this kind of a dominating, controlling, and manipulating effect unless you have the people under your thumb completely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, of course, what they're trying to do, unfortunately. But it won't work. It hasn't even come close.
Oh, no. The frequencies See, what they didn't count on was intervention from
that's right.
the highest plane
that's
of
right.
coming down through the vibrational continuum. They weren't planning on that kind of...
They never planned for that.
And, you know, because they think they're above it all, and I think there's a big awakening coming their way concerning...
I actually believe most of them already know it.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're running right now.
Yeah.
They know something's coming. Well, what it is, because they can't contact
Oh, believe me, they have a great... I bet you they know exactly. And because the way what I'm starting to understand is they're trying to hide all their resources, folks. You're going to see this. Just keep an eye on how corporations are moving, how the markets are moving, and things are moving, and how the law, especially the legal system, is working. Because I'm not going to go into where I get this, but just know it. Let's put this caller on the air.
Caller, let's let him on.
Caller?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling from near Toronto, Canada.
Great. Welcome. Did you have something to share or a question? Or?
Well, I wanted to ask you about the exopolitical issues.
Yes.
Now, I was just looking online at the latest video that was available on Google concerning, you know, what petition that's been brought forward by the people that attended that Congress, and I think you were one of them that did.
Yes, I was definitely there, and we helped put that together, and
it
brought...
And I commend you for that. That is wonderful.
Dr. Sala did most of the negotiating there, and we all fed, you know, our 2 cents into it, and Angelica Whitecliff and Dr. Sala were the main ones behind that. Alfred Rubray is also very active in that, and this petition is going out to all the major leaders in the world, and actually they have petitions going to the UN where they're opening up a decade of contact.
That's right.
So the whole UN is against the weaponization of space. I think it was 174-0 voted against it.
Well,
that's why the U.S. is now trying to take over the UN.
Exactly. It's just insanity right now. It's like we have some people that do not want to listen to anybody, not the rest of the world, not their own people, and they're going to go forward with their agenda regardless.
And they're pedophiles and sick, whacked out, murdering thieves. I always want to add that, and I always will. Sorry.
That's okay. Eventually, you will get to a place where you'll be able to forgive them for all that.
You know, I've already forgiven them. In fact, most of my meditations are usually extremely emotional, where I'm trying to hug. Believe it or not, Bush, Cheney, and I give them, and in believe it or not only Bush, Cheney, but their family members and those they work with, the cabinet members, and many of those people that work in the parliament, and I actually try to envision forgiving them as a family member and giving them so much love.
Yep.
That they actually see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to envision.
Can you imagine if the entire collective consciousness just focused on that?
That's
on,
right.
On just the love and the joy and the bliss. Yep. We're not doing anything else.
Just say, we love you. We forgive you. Your children love you. Your wife love you. You can cry on my shoulder. Let's not do it anymore. We love you.
Families will be the total. It'll make the shift.
That's right. Let's be
the process. Their base emotions.
Let's be the total sum of the love that we are, and you know we truly can give that to him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Focusing our energies on the positive, and that's what will come through.
You know, when you look at these people on another level. And I'm not saying this through judgment and condemnation. I'm saying it from a counselor point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You look at these people, they are very, very wounded.
Absolutely.
Boys,
yeah.
Girls, and they're so empty, and they're crying out, and they're doing everything they can to get the love of people and society.
They're
and
begging.
Acceptance and approval, everything they never got as a kid. And there are some that, I do believe there are some that are just...
Do you know what
so
did that, James? James,
where they're at,
here's a word for that. You know what it is?
It's called tyranny.
Competition.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the program that they're running.
That's
all
the program.
And they don't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And they need some very severe counseling, you know, to help them get
anyway, James,
program.
I want to thank you very much for your inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
And you too, Donald. I have a son whose name is Donald as well. Thank you for this service. Mm-hmm. And I hope everything goes well for you on the ranch, James.
Oh, it is. It's unfolding in its due time.
Have you been... You were at his conference, right? Were you at his conference?
No, I was not.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I've just been following online.
You know,
what's been going on.
I got to tell you and all the listeners right now, you know...
I want to go.
Yeah, you do.
I want to go.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to a few now, and there's nothing like... what I heard, saw, and was a part of. And then when I was over at the Yosetti Ranch at that UFO annual conference, James, if you don't put more of those on annually, and James, because personally, I will promote it as heavy as I can on her index page, a full splash always.
Yeah.
You just tell me, James, I love you, and every damn thing that you're about.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you very much. I'm going to let you guys go. There might be some other people wanting to get through.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your support. And
you're welcome. My name is Denise.
All right, great. Thank you.
Denise, thank
you.
I love
you.
Bye-bye. God bless.
You know what was interesting at that conference is I was told that that conference was not just for the people attending the conference. It was for the lecturers and... the people there, and you know, every one of the people that gave lectures at that conference had amazing lives.
You know, that conference changed two people's lives so drastically, James. Maybe that's all it was meant to do. I don't know, because I know that that was probably one of the most powerful conferences I've ever attended.
Yeah.
Ever in my life. Here's another caller. Here we go. Caller, you're on the air. This is. I'm trying to announce the caller, but it's your show. I feel kind of shallow. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hey, Dan. This is Richard. I called you on Thanksgiving, and thank you for being you. How you doing today?
Doing great.
I have a question for both of you.
Uh-huh.
In this coming change and everything, you guys both made a comment about becoming a body that's a planetary body, kind of like, I hate to use the word, one world government, but going forward, I kind of think we need to go towards that, but how do we do it? I guess, what are we going to have to experience, what are we going to have to overcome, and what are we going to have to go through to get there?
Wow, that's a great question.
Yeah. You know, my feeling is that I think we need to move more towards self-governing, where the leadership needs to go back to the individual. And in more advanced cultures, like the more benevolent ETs, they choose their leaders according to their spiritual advancement and their service to humanity or their civilization. And we do entirely the opposite, and that's why we have the leadership we have. They compete, you know, they're very into, you know, you've got to make the big profits to be able to compete, and you've got to get the big corporations behind you, or you're not even going to get in there, and then you're beholden to all the big corporations. And everything we do is extremely unhealthy for this civilization, the program that we run. So first of all, there has to be a total sweep in consciousness, a complete change in consciousness, or we couldn't live like a more advanced civilized race, because first we have to have the consciousness for it. And then we have to start holding our leaders accountable for their actions. And those that don't function according to brother, sisterly love and universal peace, and, you know, live, you know, establish regulations and laws that are in harmony with nature and each other, as long as we don't hold them accountable for all the other things that they're doing, they're going to continue to do them until it's no longer fashionable. So,
bingo.
Yeah, so we have to make it very unfashionable.
Well,
you know, I mean, I think through the history of China, different countries, so many different, you know, everybody separated and, chaos.
Well, Richard, there's a quick way to do this. If you really want to make it work, I think there's a system that works. And that is a system, first of all, I think the judicial, the I'm gonna give my opinion here just for a second. Do you mind, James?
No, go ahead.
All right. The judicial branch, legislative, and executive branch are co-conspirators in the crime family. Let's just put it that way. I think what we need to do is we need an absolute overhaul. And that means you elect a group of people. That group of people are very service to other oriented people. Those people are elected. They oversee the government, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive branches if they remain. And if they don't, this committee or a council of a group of people do it all. And these people are held to the same standards as the laws that are created for each and every person. These people are not paid. Bingo.
They don't have lifelong...
No, they do not get paid, Richard. Richard. When you're in service to self for the highest office of the land or the highest government body of the land, that should be truly out of absolute love and for no other reason. And those people should not get paid, although those people should be consulted and apprised of given situations. They should literally be a governing body, but...
I think they do need some income to survive.
Well, if that is... No, I understand that. No, wait, bear with me. I understand that. But there is more people that have the money to be able to do that service and do their other jobs without getting paid. Now, if they were to be paid, let's say they were, it would have to be a nominal salary.
First of all, presidents come from hierarchy families.
Well, look, it promotes greed. Richard, it promotes greed. Get into the government and you're going to be rich. Look at any senator. Look at any justice of the peace or judicial Supreme Court justice. Look at their amount of money that they have. Now, let's look. See, I'm driving here somewhere. Look at the amount of money that requires, or the payoffs, or the amount of money that requires this kind of sick institution. Because it is an institution. It's mental. It has no sanity.
Well, You know, if I might interject something, what I found out is that almost every one of our institutions, whatever you want to call it, be it a religious institution or a political institution, you know, or a government,
has no sanity.
They do not operate in the highest and best good of the people. And
of course not. Of course not.
The higher you go up, the more corrupt it gets. So,
exactly.
So basically, what we have to do is bring the power back down to the individual and have somehow the individual be able to have more of the decision-making process in things going on in their life. We have the technology to do that now. And we'd have to, again, create monitoring groups to oversee this that don't have any, that can't be bought off by corporations or whatever. But, you know, the most advanced cultures do not have a monetary system because they don't believe in separation and they don't believe in competition. It's beyond their thought.
Yeah, because that doesn't make sense.
No, and they live thoroughly abundant lives. They're unlimited. They can go anywhere in the universe. You know, they have all their needs. Most of them live very simple because it's not that, you know, they don't want all the trappings. But they realize, you know, that all the toys, you know, the material acquisitions really don't have any love or joy, you know, attached to them. It's all with themselves. So they've evolved beyond that. There's no competition there because they see the creator in all creation. And they've gone so far beyond any need for a monetary system, but they live thoroughly abundant, loving, joyous lives. And that's where we could go if we started making this shift, because we already have the fuel of energy, and we have the technology to end disease. We don't need, you know, we don't need to work 5 days a week or 7 days a week, you know, or we don't have to have both parents working. All of that stuff is just something imposed on us. It's not necessary. And, you know, when you take away the energy costs and the energy needs and the gas, fuel prices and everything else, you just gave everybody about a 50% raise.
You take away the energy needs and you've given a person freedom.
Exactly. And the more freedom you have, the more time you have to tap into your own.
What are the three most regulated industries in the world?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, what does the man need? Food, shelter, clothing, right?
Exactly.
What are the three most regulated industries in the world?
Yeah, food, shelter, clothing, and transportation, I guess.
Bang. Isn't that amazing?
Now, I've got one more brief question for you.
Sure.
Kind of on a personal note. About 2 months ago, after 2 or 3 months of wonderful experience listening to BBS, I kind of came to a realization where I needed to ask my higher power and I asked my spirit guides to come into play that I'm still working with. A lot of the stuff on the awakening physical realm, it's happening, not as quick as I'd like it to. But one of the things that I asked was, can I be placed in service, healing Mother Earth? And the funniest thing that's happened over the last couple months, when I wake up most nights in the morning, I am just extremely exhausted, like I'm wiped out.
You got your wish.
No explanation for it.
Probably doing your work.
Like maybe I've been being busy at night.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but when you're sleeping, you're actually out of your body. You're hovering just above your body. And when you make a commitment, hey, I really want to work, you know, with the higher beings and help with the awakened healing process, pretty soon you start getting really busy, and you wake up in the morning, and you go, my God, I am
literally
tired.
In a daze for 20, 30 minutes of the morning when I wake up. It's like something really overwhelmed me. Before.
You got your wish.
Yeah. So people are working very hard. One person told me, I love what he said. He said, we have no idea what's happening on the outskirts of our aura. And our auric fields, the more we meditate and pray and do the energy work, are affecting everybody that we come in contact with. And also, at night, our spirits are out doing all kinds of work. And if our intent is pure, we're going to be doing all kinds of work, and we're going to be aligned with each other beings. But we don't remember it when we come back into the conscious mind, because there's a veil there where we lose the memories. But the more you meditate, the more you become more aware of all the other work that we're doing on other levels.
That's right. And the more it settles into you is wisdom.
Exactly.
I just want to thank you both. I've listened to your show many a time, And Don, thank you for being you. I mean, this last couple month ride has been a wonderful thing.
Richard,
Did you feel that shift on the 23rd by any chance?
Huh?
Did you feel that shift of energy come in on the 23rd, the night of the 23rd by any chance?
Well, I've felt a lot of energy coming through lately because I've got some of Dr. Fred's stuff, and I got a necklace that I'm wearing that's one of Nikola Tesla's, and I have to take them off from time to time because I feel the energy is just too overwhelming at times, so I've been feeling that all along.
You know, Richard, you have a phenomenal heart.
Thank you.
You do. You're one of the great people in life. You're one of the people that was a light worker decades ago.
I've kind of been hearing those stories lately.
Richard, let me ask you this. Are you happy?
Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, for a long time, I wasn't.
But are you happy now? Right now, right here, right now.
At this moment, in the last couple months, with whatever's come over me, it's just produced a new direction in my thought.
A new you. That's because, Richard, you know, everything about you, what I feel, is a very strong impulse to be of a high service. And I got to tell you, I love hearing from people like you.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. A couple months ago, I was in an accident and was being in the wrong place for a long time. But after that accident, the car accident, and, you know, waking up in the hospital again, I felt myself in the same place I was 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't wake up then, but this time I really woke up.
And
yeah.
We need those little pushes. I had to go out and drown myself to figure it out. You know, but I came back at home.
I only wrecked my truck.
You know, what I found out is that the people that have, you don't have to be perfect. All you have to have is kind of pure intent, open mind, loving heart. And those people right now are being empowered. And they're the ones that are plugging into this new grid, this new energy coming in. And they're being lifted higher and higher, and a lot of the garbage and drama and everything is just falling away.
You know, I'm
being anchored into this grid now, and I
think
noticed
the biggest
that
change for me is, the human nature is I want everything to happen overnight. That's not happening. But it's just the change in my mindset. It's, I don't know, I almost kind of feel that
it's,
you know,
peaceful. Richard, can I give
one person?
Richard, can I give you a word that might explain that feeling?
What's that?
Peaceful.
I feel like there's even more than peaceful. It seems like there's an empowerment that just
certainly. But
empowerment's a great word.
Absolutely.
The peaceful is there, but there's a centered power that people are plugging into.
Yeah, but you can only find that with peace, and peace and love are the same.
Yeah, but, you know, before it's very easy to be yanked out of that peace.
I agree.
Nowadays it seems that there's a support system for the light workers and the people that do want to live in peace and joy and in harmony with each other and
but
nature.
But there's some great toys that are out there now that people need to find out about. I've been using some of Dr. Fred and some Tesla stuff. When I have a negative, you know what, it's a negative ego thing that comes over me. When I wear one of their devices or hold it in my hand, the whole negative energy just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I held something in my hand once. I won't tell where it came from because I'll get the guy in trouble, but let's say it was a piece of a certain craft. And I held this in my hand, and I started to disappear. My whole body started vibrating, and the guy took it out of my hand. He said, you can't hold this. You can't hold this any longer because you're going to be in the next dimension. And there is technology out there. It's amazing that can alter consciousness and change frequencies, and some of it's pretty simple. You know,
when I get a bad vibe that's coming, I just hold one of these or put it on for a couple hours, and it's gone. It's evaporated.
You know what I do? I just smile, and I go, well, there's God experience in itself is an income poop.
It's been a long time to have those energies because everything else corrupted those energies coming through, and now they're finally coming through.
Yeah. I think we're moving in, you know, we are moving into heaven on earth, and it's a frequency. The ETs talk about, you know, the creator that's omnipresent within all creation. They say it's more of a force and a frequency and an intelligence, and it's pressing hard on the earth right now, and it has many, many, many mansions and many legions that are also working together right now, and it's as if the source itself said, we're going to the next level. And
well,
no man
it was in Revelations, and Don, I heard you on your tour show earlier complaining about all the negativeness out there, but it's a beautiful thing that it's all coming to the surface now because it's really just waking everybody up.
That's right.
Exactly. You know,
that's
the apocalypse is a great thing. People think
the apocalypse. Well, the apocalypse, the true meaning of apocalypse means, in the true definition of apocalypse means, the revealing.
Exactly, the great uncovering, you know. Everything's going to be uncovered.
Yeah. In fact, I learned that from your book.
I mean, there's so much to talk about having...
Have you, Richard, have you read James's book? Because actually I learned that from James's book.
I think there's multiple dimensions going on, and I think some of those people that aren't ready to make that change, they might, and this is just one person's theory, they might shift over to that next dimension, and those that are ready to go with this new dimension, they're just going to be in theirs. So the apocalypse that is written, some aren't ever going to experience. They're going to go into something much more beautiful.
There does seem to be different timelines. There is we can bilocate. You know, there's all kinds of scriptural references where one will be standing there having a conversation, you know, with another, and then they just disappear, you know. So
that's happened to me on occasion, and it's weird.
Exactly. I think with the new frequency coming in, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I know here, there's a couple people, Father Michal is one of them, Michal Ledwith, where there's photographs of him actually just disappearing. And you can see right through him. And yogis and lamas know how to do this. And I think eventually the light workers are all going to be able to just move into the next frequency or the next dimension.
Yeah.
And we have it here, happened here quite a bit, where I could do a deep meditation, like in my meditation, I walk up to people and they're all standing there looking right at me. They don't see me at all, and they're talking, and I walk right up to them and I go, how's it going, you know, and all of a sudden they just freak out and throw something and scare the crap out of them, and they go, where'd you come from, you know? I go, you were looking right at me. I walked right up here and they didn't see me, so... That happens quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that hard to step out of this frequency and just be in a little different frequency where you're not so visible to what's happening. And I think that's where all these shadow people and all these, the veils are getting very thin right now. And so people are seeing other beings that are just outside of our frequency.
You know, the one thing that made a meditation of mine so important, and this was, it was a while back, but they stressed to me, if everything in the universe depended on how you thought of it, what would it look like? Now think on that for a while.
Yeah.
Just think on that. If the universe and everything that it was depended on how you thought about it, what would it be like?
You know, there's a lot I said, I love what you said.
Yeah, and when you decide that your perception is everything and your attitude becomes all of it, I mean literally attitude and perception, it starts to put a whole new twist on that.
You know, have you followed Bruce Lipton's work? I love what he came to realize is that the DNA is not the brain of the cell. It's actually the gonads. It's what creates the replication process. But the brain is actually the receptors and the little antenna on the cell wall, which is governed by perception.
Yeah.
And there's not enough genes in the human body to actually make the body function. There's some outside intelligence actually, you know, creating the, you know, holding the body together and allowing it to function. So So basically what we are is these little perception-driven units walking around.
Yeah.
Here.
That's right.
I thought I have a question for you. What's your DNA?
What's that?
What's your, on that thought, you mentioned DNA. What's your feelings on the additional strands of DNA that are coming through it now?
Well, actually, I used to work with a German biophysicist for about 6 years, and he's probably one of the best in the field. And I love what he had to say, but he said that each strand of DNA has an attribute that goes along with it, and that people that have, a lot of people that have near-death experiences start opening up different strands. People that do a lot of meditation or practices open up different, more codons are activated, different strands start opening up. But he said the junk DNA is not junk, it's just not activated.
Well, it is activated. That's because
it's being activated now.
It's called jumping DNA, not junk DNA.
Exactly.
Jumping DNA.
Yeah. And that's a different, that's kind of a different thing, but it's the same in a way. But
well, it is the same, it's just that it's the right terminology.
Yeah,
it's not junk,
finding,
it's jumping.
Yeah, they're finding that DNA actually can jump and activate, and there's all these things going on.
Sure.
But what happens is, let's say one of the DNA lines has an attribute or an ability with it. One of the DNA lines is actually the salamander gene that allows you to heal and even regrow body parts. Another line of the DNA line opens up telepathy. There's another line, when it opens up, allows you to see forward or back, and into the future and the past.
That's what we talked about on Dr. Fred's show just a little while ago.
Sure.
Yeah, and there's another line. When it opens up, you can actually bilocate, and you
can
raise the body frequency and jump and go different places. So each DNA line has an attribute to it, and there are some people that were born, you know, with certain abilities that have different
DNA
activated. And almost all the DNA lines are in a process of being activated right now by that outer intelligence that's governing all things. That's where they're getting to right now, is that by our own perception of the world we live in, if we hold the focus on what we want to be and have these lines open up and focus on that, we are going to create that reality.
Bingo. And that's what I love about you, James. You're right.
I just make these things up as I go along. No, I'm just kidding. But fortunately, I've been able to hang out.
But I wanted to thank both of you for your work.
Well,
thank you.
Richard, God bless you. And all that you are. And all that you'll do.
Keep up the great work there.
Thank you.
But, going back to the DNA line, what I'm seeing is that, and this is what everything, that the body is responding to consciousness. And there is an outer consciousness that's being downloaded right now, a higher consciousness and energy into our bioelectric field that is actually changing the DNA.
Yeah.
And the people that are receptive to it, as I said, the people with open minds, pure intention, loving hearts, those people are getting the biggest blessing of all.
I agree.
Because they're receiving this and they're allowing this to come in. The people that are hanging on to the past and on the old wounds and traumas and the grievances and the grudges and all of this stuff, they're having the hardest time with these new energies because...
Well, because they're, as science has proven, negative emotions bunch up the DNA strands.
Oh, yeah.
And that means they can't be receptive to it, and it closes them down.
Oh, exactly. It's our cells totally respond to our consciousness.
That's right.
You know, and what I like about now this grid, to further explain this grid, now the colors that I saw on this new grid that's in place were electric blue, like a ultraviolet blue. Now, we have within us, we're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum. And the blue body, or the ultraviolet blue body, is the perfect incarnation. It's the whole and healthy, perfect self, the pattern, the divine blueprint. And that is exactly what's being laid out right now. And that's what we can all attune to.
That's right.
And allow our bodies to adjust to this new frequency, which is going to be heaven on earth. Heaven on earth has been set, the pattern's been set into motion. We can attune to it, we can connect with our own blue body, everything connected to the grid and get whatever help we need to make these shifts. And you know, there's nothing we cannot do other than, you know, the only thing that we cannot do is stay in this limited form that we're working through, because the whole universe is going to the next level. So,
well, all form will change.
Exactly.
All form has to change. Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing, all these new, you know, What to Believe and all these new movies coming out. I've had a lot of those people up here.
James, when we start announcing the next in January and February's guests, some of the ones that we have, these are some of the most powerful people in the country.
Oh, great.
Maybe some of the most well-renowned people in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's coming to this, honestly. Love will win. James.
There has to be an alternative media. You know what? I this friend of mine just told me, he says, you know what? He goes, I can't believe this. The newspapers nowadays are looking like David Icke's website.
Yeah.
And I went, what? He goes, look at this. And he started showing just all these things going down.
Sure.
And things being uncovered, mm-hmm. and things being made public.
Did you know that the news stations, what they report on their internet sites, will be exactly an opposite to what you see on the TV news? Check them out. There are many news programs that will actually put a different spin on a story than what they're portraying on the TV, so that they can capture both sides, so to speak, I guess.
I don't know if you heard about this, but I think it was some major New York news media group actually published Strom Thurmond's memos about taking out John Lennon and saying that he has to be done away with, interfering with, you know, he's a powerful...
Really? Wow.
And they said that he's a powerful force in the peace movement, and it's interfering with the war and our program, and we've got to get rid of him.
Sure.
We've got to do it right away. And right after this memo was written, you know, this guy comes up and you know, pretty much kills Lennon, and then doesn't even know why he did it afterwards.
That's right, yeah.
You know, total mind control.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they actually talked about this on the Art Bell show as well, and you know, it's very obvious if we knew how dirty the deeds were and how some of our legends and just beautiful people working on the side of truth and peace and harmony, and what's been done to them, you know, by the powers that be here, you might say, it is beyond sick, and it's all going to come forward, and people, I mean, if you're not shocked by now, you're not paying attention.
You're right, James. It will all come to light. All of it.
Exactly.
There's no choice.
Yeah. You know, I know some very, very conservative people, and they're turning around now.
Yeah.
People I never saw.
Me too.
They turn around.
Yep, me
going,
too.
You know, this is so obvious now. This has gotten so ugly.
Yep.
That despite my loyalty...
Even researchers and scientists are doing the same.
Yeah,
many.
Yeah. And they've been loyal, card-carrying, you know, Republicans. they're going, you know, I just can't align with this anymore. It's gotten so ugly.
Oh, exactly.
It's so obvious, you know. And I see, you know, I had a talk with this guy, and he was just staunch holdout. You know, he sends me those nasty emails all the time and, you know, calls himself a good Christian and everything else. And I said, okay, so... Now, wait a second, then. You're totally in support of the powers that be right now and what's going on and everything. Oh, 100%. And I said, and you're a Christian. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm a staunch Christian. And I said, really? So you support genocide, torture, deception, lying. I'm just throwing a few things out there. Are those Christian principles, you know? And he goes, well, no. Well, he had to do that. I go, come on now. I said, no, I'm just asking you, are those Christian principles? You know, who would Jesus torture?
No, I know. Believe me, you know, I used to, it was a bad, and I'm not proud of this, But many people have done it, and I did it too. You know how people used to say, oh, people would come to your door. You know, preaching, and they want to open your door, and they want to preach and give you Bibles. And that happened a lot to us. And, of course, I handled it my own way. But a lot of people, but the truth is that doesn't occur much anymore.
No.
People have been waking up for a long time.
You know, the whole thing is when I bring these people back, I bring them back to basics.
Yeah.
I go, you know, Jesus did for infinite love and compassion and forgiveness, you know, and I'm sorry, but, you know, our leadership is falling far short of the principles that he taught. And
yeah.
I just, you know, you know those little bumper stickers,
mm-hmm.
bomb, you know. You know, they should make one, who would Jesus torture, deceive, and bomb, you know. But, you know, I mean, come on, it's, get a grip, you know. It's time to realize that, you know, if you're going to be a Christian, and if you are going to be part of the awakened healing process, and if you are going to serve humanity, Earth, like any decent human being would do, you've got to get out of here.
Yes.
Stop playing this.
Well, that's right.
You know, the hypocritical game, because that game is coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all being uncovered and being seen for what it is.
That's right. And these people are feeling such weight. You know, I wouldn't want to be Bush or Cheney right now, or any of them, because the pain that they're going through from their... Imagine if you were Bush right now at this moment, and all the trouble, the polls are against them, the people are against them, the lawsuits are mounting, the congressional hearings are starting to be levied, the secret ones that nobody knows about are just crawling up as his keister. You've got your wife, who nobody hears from anymore. She doesn't do anything the First Lady is supposed to. Why?
Oh, yeah.
And the kids? Where are the kids? Where is all this going on? And you look at all that, you think, you know, would you really want to be President Bush?
You know,
no way.
A part of me that actually feels sorry for him, knowing... You know, what? You know, before we can make it into the golden plane of bliss and abundance, all those things, you know, the higher plane, we have to feel and experience everything we've done to others.
That's right.
Any pain or suffering or anything we've caused to others, and knowing this, and knowing where they're at in their evolutionary process and what they're going to have to overcome, is just phenomenal.
Daunting.
I can imagine it. Being in that position, knowing what's ahead.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in that position, although that the truth is, since we're all one, I've been in that position, I am in that position, and here's where we are.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm not infallible. I had to face a lot of things, and I had to make a lot of apologies,
mm-hmm.
and look with brutal honesty on some of the choices that I made. And, you know, forgive myself and forgive others that co-created the experience. And, you know, that was my process, you know, to get to where I'm at right now. And I think about that, and I think about the work that they have to do and where they're at right now. And
they have to cover up one lie with the next, with the next, with the next, with the next, with the next. And every time they cover up one, there's 20 holes that they got to cover.
They don't even know what the truth is anymore.
They don't care.
You know, 87% of the people, according to an MSM poll, want to impeach him. And, you know, that's 87% of the people. That's pretty radical.
Yeah, I would love to have him out of there, but he's not the king.
No, no.
He's a puppet. And it's the kings that I want to rule. Folks, if anybody has a dream, a desire, and they really want to be of service, then I don't know what I'm talking about, but hey, if it comes down to being of the highest service, it always comes down to love.
Exactly. You know, I always think about this. Okay, what are they after? They're after, you know, acceptance, approval. They want recognition. they want.
They want love. It's always only either giving love or asking for it.
But if I'm just saying, think about all these things they're going at. All these things they want, and they're doing everything contrary to the end goal.
Sure.
And, you know, they have pretty much no approval, no acceptance anymore. Nobody can stand them. They may have a few bucks in the bank. They think they're powerful and wealthy, but the real power comes from service and aligning with, you know, the one.
That's right. It's like the corporations. People think the corporations are the bane of the universe. But let me tell you this. Agreed. Do I think the corporate structure is not very conducive to humanity? True. But who owns the corporations? The people. And these upper level management that control all the money that flows in and out of the corporation, they don't own that money. See, it's really the people that own everything. They always have. And always will.
Of the people, you know, the mass consciousness has to wake up and just say, you know.
Enough. Exactly.
And I do think there are businesses that are shifting, you know, becoming green, and they are shifting and doing things that are more positive.
Sure,
and more
many
positive.
Of them.
And it's just a matter of time before, you know, the people that work there aren't just, they're not going to support anymore. People aren't going to shop there. They're not going to work there. They're not going to have anything to do with it because the consciousness will have shifted to a point where it's just no longer fashionable.
I agree.
So, I guess on that note, we're like about a half an hour over.
James, before I let you just close out, because I just wanted to say one thing to your audience. James, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I truly do.
No, I love me too.
Well, I always have. I felt that the instant I read your book. And folks, if you haven't read James Gillen's books, gosh, what a tragedy. Trust me on this. You haven't read them. I don't know what to say. You got to go to ECETI.org, ACETI.org, and read his books. Buy them. Help support what he's doing. Because this man is not only a man of truth and flavor, but real truth and real flavor. And we love him. And I love him, and I love you.
You know, I was just thinking about that. How many people can say, I love me?
Probably not many.
I mean, can you really look in the mirror and go, you know, I love me. You know, I'm a cosmic character. I'm not infallible. You know, I make choices sometimes that might not be the best choices. But, you know, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm worth loving.
It's not easy, is it? To look in the mirror and do that. And actually, yeah, I can do that. And I enjoy doing it. Now my heart's so full.
Yeah.
But there have been many times, yeah, you're right, that's not easy.
Yeah, I think it's time for people, you know, because it really begins with loving yourself.
That's right.
You can't love others till you love yourself.
That's right.
That's the whole beginning. And when you are in love with yourself, then God is in love with you.
That's right. And being in love with yourself doesn't mean that yourself is what all is made of.
No.
It means you are a part of all that is magnificent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the love can't flow through you as long as you're holding on to all this fear and guilt.
That's right.
We have to let that go and, you know, start loving ourselves, loving all creation, and loving each other. And that's the
right.
Bottom line.
James, I love you.
Love you too. Love the audience, and keep up the great work there.
You got it. Thank you, James. What a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.